Well, Martin, how good does that feel?
That's a lovely feeling, Tom. It's brilliant. You know, that's what we were just saying there, you know, to be up here with so many of your own crew. There's 2,000 or 3,000 up from Glenties and Fintown supporting us, and it's a lovely time there, even after the game, the 15-20 minutes on the pitch afterwards, as well as the performance, obviously, getting into Ulster final. It's a brilliant time now with family and friends, and it's a lovely time, and we'll enjoy the journey home, and we'll look forward now. We'll train hard for the next 2 weeks, and we'll prepare as best we can.
You set the tone really from the word go. You brought in Marty Boyle for Kieran Gallagher, and Owen Wade went from centre half back to centre half forward on Desi Moan. That was kind of setting the tone, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, Desi Moan's a big part of the Clontibert's game plan, and he's driving them on from centre back, and he's a real launch pad for a lot of their attacks. So we felt we needed Wade up there to try and nullify him, and I thought he'd done really well. Obviously, AJ going off with the black card disrupted us a good bit, because it meant we'd take Owen back into defence, so it disrupted things. But to have Kieran to come in at that stage was a huge lift. It's never nice losing a player to black card, but to have somebody like Kieran that can come in, it's a huge replacement.
And you really were bossing the game from early on. You went 5 up. You know, after what, 10, 12 or 14 minutes or so?
Yeah, I thought we played really well in the first quarter, and we had a goal chance too. Brendy had a goal chance that hit the upright there. It could have been a goal as well. So I thought we played brilliant football in the first 15-20 minutes. The black card maybe unsettled us a wee bit, but even without the black card, this a team of Clontibert's stature, they're going to come into the game, and they're going to have purple patch as well at different stages. But I thought we responded well each time. They never really got a run where they got 3 or 4 scores together. We always responded. When they got 2 scores, we managed to get the next one, and seemed to have them at arm's length for most of the game.
Yeah, and 7-3 up at half time, 4 points in it. What was the feeling?
It was good. We were delighted. No, we were happy with half time. Came when it did, that it gave us a chance to readjust with losing AJ. We needed that break to get position sorted and personnel sorted in our matchups. We needed that time, so we were happy half time came when it is. Obviously, look at in any game, you're happy to be in the game at that stage. To be 4 points up was brilliant. It wasn't something we expected to be 4 up at half time, but it was a nice lead to have, and we kicked the first point of the second half to go 5, and we seemed to control the game for the rest of the game.
They hit 3 then and came back, and it was only 2 in it at one stage, but you just turned it up again, and you know, you look comfortable from then to the end.
Yeah, that next score, once they got back through, that next score was huge, because they had momentum with them at that stage, and if they were to get the next at 1, it was going to really raise things on. But it was important we won that next kick out, and we got the score from it to put it back to 3, because they didn't really look like scoring a goal, so 3-point lead was nice.
Best performance of the season so far? We've talked about this a few times, you know, seemed to be improving with every game.
Yeah, possibly. Look at the 3 performances against Gidor, Ulster champions, and you know, the quality is not getting, it's always not getting any weaker as you go on, but the 3 battles we had with Gidor were right up there, as much as the Castlerahan game and as much as that game today. They were 3 serious battles as well, and You know, even going back to the semi-final against Unions, we weren't going to win that without a serious performance as well. And it was a savage performance. And I thought from the semi-final on, we've put in 5 brilliant performances we have. So we'll just knuckle down for the next 2 weeks. Yeah. And
launchpad today, really, I thought, was obviously Leo in the middle of the field and Kieran Thompson. Massive game. Kieran Kitt, 3 massive points in the second half.
Yeah, brilliant. And I thought Owen, too, led our attack really, really well. He was an outlet, and a lot of our frees even came off Owen. They struggled to hold him. And Kevin from cornerback. Kevin drove forward from cornerback, kicked a brilliant point. I thought he was excellent tonight, both defensively and getting forward and getting on ball. And he's a quality footballer. He's a brilliant defender, but he's also a quality footballer, and he showed that out there tonight.
And you backed young Jack McKelvey to mark Conor McManus. That was a brave move.
Yeah, look, so there was 3 or 4 players we could have put on Conor, I think. And Conor's a class player, and we thought long and hard for the 2 weeks as to who we'd put on him. Jack, I thought, done brilliantly on him. Jack's had an exceptional campaign for us. He's marked some brilliant players throughout. If you go back to the Gidor game, and Kelly Beggs and Mark Hugh McFadden, and a lot of games he's had big jobs, he has, and he's done brilliantly. He's been a huge asset to us this year, because it's his first year really playing senior football for Niamh Connell. He's been with us for a couple of years, but I thought he was brilliant. He got loads of help. Martin and Tony dropped in as much as they could to help him out there as well, but I thought he coped brilliantly with one of the top players in Ireland. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Derry Gunnell, you know, or Kalu, in the final in 2 weeks to prepare.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Look, it's great to be in that position. We'll enjoy watching that game tomorrow to see who comes out of that and how we can deal with whoever it is, whether it's Derry Gunnell or Kalu. But we'll knuckle down and we'll work hard for the next 2 weeks.